Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is the acronym sometimes used to help us remember the interventions to consider for patients with acute coronary syndrome, or ACS. If the patient doesn't have a history of GI bleeding, a recent hemorrhagic stroke, or a known allergy to aspirin, we give that first. Then consider oxygen, nitro, and morphine if indicated and safe. The medication morphine is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. Morphine is a relatively safe medication used in the ACS algorithm. Morphine should be considered for patients with severe ischemic chest pain that's unresolved after the safe administration of 165 to 325 milligrams of aspirin, if appropriate, oxygen if the patient's O2 saturation is below 90%, and nitroglycerin. In the treatment of patients with suspected myocardial ischemia, morphine is useful for two reasons. First, for its analgesic effect, and secondly, for its vasodilation effect. Severe pain stimulates the release of catecholamines, such as adrenaline and norepinephrine, which results in vasoconstriction and stimulation of the heart to go faster and beat harder. Each of these effects increase cardiac workload and can worsen or widen the effect of ischemia to myocardial tissue. Relieving pain refractory to nitro with morphine not only makes the patient feel better, it may help decrease cardiac workload by reducing the sympathetic response. In addition to pain control, morphine causes mild to moderate blood vessel dilation. This results in decreased cardiac workload by reducing the cardiac afterload, the pressure that the heart has to pump against. This effect is also helpful for patients with shortness of breath or dyspnea from pulmonary edema caused by heart failure. Morphine should be considered early for normotensive or hypertensive patients with ischemic chest pain who have contraindications for nitroglycerin. Morphine can be safely used by patients taking PDE inhibitors, which are commonly prescribed for the treatment of erectile dysfunction, pulmonary hypertension, and BPH, because it has a different mechanism of action than nitro. As with all medications, we need to assess the patient and only give medications that are indicated and appropriate. We should not give morphine to patients with a known allergy, hypotension, or respiratory depression. ACLS doesn't give a suggested dose for morphine, so you should follow your organization's guidelines. A common dose of morphine is 2 milligrams given slow IV push. An additional 2 to 4 milligrams can be given in 2 milligram increments if the patient still has chest pain and maintains a systolic blood pressure above 90. We should reassess the patient's pain level, pulse, blood pressure, and respiratory rate after each administration and only administer morphine when it's indicated and safe. Some people are sensitive to the effects of morphine or may be taking medications that potentiate morphine's actions and can develop hypotension or respiratory depression from even small doses. After administration of morphine, if the patient develops respiratory depression or severe hypotension, we should consider administration of 0.4 to 2 milligrams of Narcan. Mild hypotension can be corrected with IV fluids and patient positioning. If you'd like more information about the medications used in ACLS, check out some of my past Tip of the Day episodes or the pod resource page at passacls.com. I've shared links to some of my favorite medical podcasts that cover ACLS-related topics. I hope that you enjoy them as much as I do. If you found today's review of morphine useful, consider giving back via the secure PayPal link in the episode notes, or clicking the donate button at passacls.com. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.